Hello, Detective. Welcome home. I missed you. Surprise. I heard that you've been looking for me, so I thought I would pop round, but you weren't here. So I thought I would wait. Oh no, I didn't break in. The door's unlocked. How very careless. You know, you really should be more careful, Detective. There are all kinds of bad types out there. Criminals. People with dubious intentions. Who knows what could have happened? Lucky I was here. You're welcome. Why do you look so gruff? Why no smile? You know, normally when people come home to me, they smile. Well, you know, a few. What can I say? I'm friendly. Really, really friendly. But only to those who deserve it. Do you deserve it, Detective? Do you deserve me being nice? Because I have to admit, I have my doubts. Because you have been making trouble. And trouble is one of the few things that I don't like. There are only a few things I don't like. I don't like trouble. I don't like runs in my stockings. And I don't like feather boas. Far too cliche. You have been bad-mouthing me all around town. Little digs. Innocent questions, oh. You have been doing me dirty. So I don't think I will be nice to you. Which is a real shame. Because I'm a really, really nice girl. You don't think I'm a nice girl? Detective, I'm insulted. I'm hurt. Is that what you really think of me? I'm just a sweet, innocent, good girl. I just hide it very well. But it's not my fault. It's the company I keep. Whose company have I been keeping? Well, that would be telling. So, Detective, what do you want to know? Apart from who I see. And just for curiosity's sake, do you want to know that for the case or because you're interested? Now that was a passionate response. A bit too passionate. My dear detective, you might have just given yourself away. But don't worry, I won't take advantage. I might. But only if I want to be nice. Oh, Detective. When I take advantage of someone, oh, I'm really nice. I'm so, so nice. But that's pleasure, and this is business. You have questions, I have answers. So shall we get to it? It is late after all. You really do keep very bad hours. But that's okay. I'm a bit of a night owl myself. So, what do you want to ask me? Do I know who killed Frankie? No, that's not what you want to ask me. It's what you should ask me, but it's not what you want to ask me. You're right. You're right. Who am I to tell you what to ask? You're the detective. The hard-boiled gumshoe with the questionable reputation. You're a little grimy, a little dirty. But I like that. I don't like it when it's too clean, too good. It's no fun. And I like fun. Was Frankie fun? Frankie was, what's the polite way to put it? Absolutely fucking crazy. Oh, he's dead. What's the point in lying? Frankie was certifiable. The only reason he wasn't locked up is because of his father. His father cleaned up after him. All the bodies, they just disappeared. But I guess that's what happens when your father is a mayor. Politics. It's a dirty game. Detective, I'm not telling you anything that you don't already know. Me and Frankie were not a thing. He wanted us to be a thing. Oh, Frankie wanted a lot of things. But I wasn't nice to Frankie. I don't like crazy. Crazy is dangerous. Crazy is unpredictable. Crazy leaves scars. Is that concern? Oh, detective, I didn't know you cared. Oh, you don't. Again. Far too passionate in that response. So. Are you going to ask me? Ask me what you really want to ask. Detective, you have been following me all over town. I felt you this close. Not a step behind me. Oh no, you were a shadow. And anyone I talked to, you interrogated. You threatened. Anyone who might have been interested, you. Oh, you did me dirty. Gave me a reputation. A reputation that I don't deserve. Why would you do that? Oh, because you want the truth. The truth. The truth. Do you really want the truth? You seem to be quite happy lying to yourself. Lying to me. Detective, you're awfully close, aren't you? And I haven't moved. I'm still perched on your desk. You're the one that has come closer. Detective. Stop lying to yourself. Stop lying to me. Just try a little bit of honesty. Now, I'm not asking you to confess everything. Where'd be the fun in that? But you can confess a little something. A sweet little something. Confess why you've been following me so closely. Why you've been interrogating the people I talk to. Why you can't help but move closer. Ask me what you really, really want to ask me. Can you kiss me? Was that a question? I mean, it sounded like a question, though. So passionate. Yes. You can kiss me, Detective. I want you to. I need you to. Please. Kiss me. Detective, you do realize that you're really in trouble now, don't you? It's okay. You can lie to yourself. You can lie to me. But I won't lie to you. Detective. Oh, I am going to take advantage of you so very shamelessly. But Detective, you won't care. Because I'm going to be so very nice. You know, it's like you really should be getting home. And it's dangerous out there. You shouldn't go alone. This time of night, there are all these criminal types. Why don't I come with you? Just to make sure you make it home nice and safe. Yeah. It's a really bad idea. But you're going to do it anyway, aren't you? Oh, I'm definitely going to be nice to you. I promise. I know you're going to regret this, but you're going to enjoy it. Yeah. You're probably gonna want to grab the bottle of whiskey that's in your desk drawer. I have a feeling that you're going to need it come morning. Too late. It's too late. And I'm going to be so very nice to you.